It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. Approaching Memorial Day weekend, but it's good to have you praying with me today. I trust that you enjoyed the broadcast yesterday as I replayed the very first broadcast that we had here on BPN Radio 7 months ago. And thank you for supporting us. Thank you for investing in us. Thank you for praying with us here on BPN Radio. 7 months have gone by now, and we're delighted. Well, I just want to let you know that I'm praying for you today. I believe that God is thinking about you today. He's thinking about you today. And I'm going to pray for you. And I'm here to be a blessing. And whatever I can do, you just let me know. And if you want to send me a personal request, I mean, just say, Dale Gentry's going to pray for some personal requests here the next day or two, you just send it to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. That's breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. So it's good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. I just came to tell you today that you are not alone. I don't know what all is going on in your life, what is happening in your life, the challenges you're having in your life, but I'm here to pray with you today because you are not alone. And we have some special prayer music by Mark and Mickey Goodell from Missouri. And as they play some music, I'm going to pray for you and believe that God is going to do something very, very special in your life today. And so we're going to pray, and we're just going to believe that God is going to minister to you in a special way. And you know, we have so many requests today for finances. We have requests for help. I just want today to pray for you, not asking for anything. That doesn't mean we don't have any financial needs. When you have ministry, you always do. But I'm not asking for anything today. I'm just asking what I can do for you, how I can pray for you, and how I can be a blessing. And I just believe that, you know, that God is providing me some money today just to give to someone that is in desperate need. And I just felt instructed by the Holy Ghost not to ask for anything today, just accept what can I do? What can I do for you? So if you have a financial need, that doesn't mean that I have lots of money, but I want to invest in somebody's life. And maybe that you need some money, maybe you need some prayer, maybe you need an encouraging word, but I'm here to pray for you and to tell you that you are not alone today, that if God be for you, who can be against you? And I just got off the plane a while ago on a trip that I've been on, and just reading through the pages of my Bible that is kind of a little bit worn and tattered. I've had it for a long time, and I don't know how long I've had it. Jean gave it to me on November the 20th, 1995. So quite a while ago. That's 20 years old. And in the meantime, I've read through Bibles, preached out of Bibles, and given them to my grandchildren. But this is the Bible that I've carried for a long, long time. And I've just been reading the Word. It's been very, very encouraging to me. I just want to encourage you today and let you know that you are not alone, that God is with you. And I don't know what you're going through. I don't know, maybe you've lost your job, maybe you received a bad report, maybe you're in ill health, maybe you're just having financial struggles, you can't pay your rent or your house payment this month, maybe your husband or wife has left you, maybe you've been crying out praying for a baby, you want to get pregnant, you're barren. And, you know, there's so many, many needs that can happen today. And I just came to encourage you and let you know that God is with you. One of my favorite passages of Scripture in the entire Bible is Psalms 112. I love the book of Psalms. I've been reading through the book of Psalms on the plane on my journey today. And you know, it says in Psalms 112, "Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth." You know, there's promises for those of you that fear the Lord, those of you that serve the Lord. And sometimes you just say, hey, I don't know if this is working or not. There's so many, many things going on in my life, and I thought prayers were going to be answered a long time ago, and deadlines have passed, and you know, I thought surely it was going to happen this year, or you know, all kinds of thoughts and question marks can go through our mind. I'm just here to tell you that you're not alone today, and that you are blessed. If you fear the Lord, if you're serving the Lord, you are blessed. I declare today that you are blessed, going out, coming in, rising up, lying down. You are blessed in the city, and you are blessed in the field, and you are blessed when you rise up, and you are blessed when you lie down. I declare that blessings today are chasing you down, and the blessings of God are upon you. So he said, "Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. I declare that not only are you blessed today, but I declare that your sons and daughters, your grandchildren, are blessed today. Your descendants are going to be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house. I declare that God is supplying. I declare that God is supplying all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And God can do it any way he wants to. Gene and I, we have to trust God every month for our finances, but we find that he can do it any way he wants to. And I declare today that he is doing it. I'm just going to mail a check to somebody. I don't know who it's going to be, but I'm going to give some money away. And just write me at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. I don't have an abundance of money, but I just felt like somebody, I'm just going to give to somebody. And if I don't have the money to give to those that write in, I'll just pray for your need. But I believe that we are here to give. We are not just getters. We are here as givers in Jesus' name. So what did he say? He said, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants, that's his sons and daughters, kids and his grandkids, will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house. I just declare that God is supplying all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I just declare on this Thursday that wealth and riches are in your house, that God is blessing you financially with jobs and with better jobs. What'd he say? He said, a good man deals graciously and lends. He guides his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. He'll not be afraid of evil tidings, bad reports. His heart is established. He will not be afraid. And so I declare, if there's a spirit of fear upon you today, I just come against that spirit of fear in Jesus' name. I break that spirit of fear and declare that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. I declare in Jesus' name that you are walking in divine peace, and it makes no difference what the report of man is. I declare that we are living by the report of the Lord. And I break all spirits of fear and anxiety and fretting and worrying. And I just declare that God is with you. He's for you. And if he's for you, who can be against you? I declare today that you are not alone. You're not alone. And that God is with you. And I pray for you today. I pray the Holy Spirit will just come and minister to you today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, here's Kerry Job.
I am not alone. I am not alone. true. The dark of night will not overtake me. I am pressing into you. Lord, you fight my every battle, and I will not fear. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will.
You have Carrie Jobe from her new album, I'm Not Alone. And you can buy that on iTunes. It'll be a tremendous encouragement to you. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio, declaring today that you are not alone. Just here praying with you today, asking God to touch you and minister to you. I don't know what's happening in your life, but I declare that you're not alone today, that God is at work. He's at work in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Here's what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 43. He said, "Fear not, for I've redeemed you. I've called you by your name." Do you know that the Lord knows your name? Isn't that amazing? He knows your name. He said, "I've called you by your name. You are mine." You know, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid of the future. We don't have to be afraid of tomorrow. We don't have to be afraid of what might happen in life. We just don't have to be afraid. Why? Because He said, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And you are not alone." He said, "You're mine." When you pass through the waters, He said, "I'm going to be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you, for I am the Lord your God. He said, you were precious in my sight. You are precious in my sight. You have been honored, and I've loved you. And so I don't know what's going on today, but I believe there are those of you that's going through fiery trials today. And some of those fiery trials have lasted longer than you thought they were going to last. And I pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus, Kibrosomato Roboshe Le Brandai, Misike Briki Mishakuta Labriete, Mana Mando Labreku Terebishikerebasandabaku. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing over you. I speak deliverance over you. I break the pain cycle in your body. I speak life over you. I break the spirit of death off of you now. In Jesus' name. Kerebron Dribishike. Abronko rote ilibri isakuta rebraute. Mandrebre itarabasuta rebekuta. Desikat, I break every spirit of deception off of you. Every voice that says your son will never serve God, your daughter will never live for the Lord, that your husband will never get right with God. In Jesus' name, I pray right now. I pray right now for unsaved husbands. And I'm just going to do some prophetic praying today. What does that mean? That means I'm just going to pray as the Holy Spirit directs me to pray. In Jesus' name. And I pray right now for husbands that don't know the Lord, wives that have been faithfully serving Jesus. Maybe they've been pressed into being the spiritual leader of their home or family. And the husband, he may make a good living. He may take care of the family, but he's not the spiritual leader. In Jesus' name, I pray right now for your husband. I pray in the name of the Lord that your husband will come to know Jesus, that he will get right with God, that your conversation and your prayers have not gone unheeded, unneeded. I just pray in Jesus' name for the salvation of your husband right now in the name of Jesus. You know, years ago when Gene and I pastored our first church way back when in Holladay, Texas, we had 9 o'clock prayer meeting with the ladies after we had the 8 o'clock prayer meeting with the young people on their way to school at the church. And there was a woman there whose husband was a backslidden man. He was a good man, but he was backslidden away from God. Bitterness had entered his heart. And so one day she said, we really need to pray for Jim. And so Dorothy made the request on behalf of her husband, and we began to pray. We began to intercede for Jim. And one day she came to the prayer meeting, the 9 o'clock prayer meeting in the morning, and she said, please quit praying for Jim. Don't pray for Jim any longer. And I said to her, why not? She said, because the more we pray, the meaner he gets, the more unbearable that he is to live with. And so please don't pray for him anymore. And I encouraged Dorothy and I said to her, I believe that strong Holy Ghost conviction is upon Jim. Let's keep praying. And so we just kept pressing in. And one night, on a Monday night, Dorothy went to bed, and Jim was laying there, and she was playing worship music. And as she played the worship music, she said tears began to run down Jim's face. You know, God can take the hardest of hearts, the most indifferent, most impossible situations, and he can convert it into something very beautiful. And she said, he turned to me and said, Dorothy, I want to get right with God. I want to get saved. And she said, right there in the bed on his pillow, he gave his heart and life to Jesus. He came to church on a Wednesday night, was baptized in the Holy Spirit, later became a deacon in that church, one of the leaders of that church. All things are possible. Nothing's impossible. Father God, I pray right now for every woman whose husband does not know the Lord, every woman whose husband is unsaved or a backslider away from God. Something happened that caused him to turn away from God. So I pray for every husband out there, unsaved, unconverted, backslidden away from God, that does not know the Lord. Kebronde ibushukutarabriata, intercede on behalf of your husband. Nendrebriatai, that he'll be the leader, the spiritual leader of your family, of your home, that he will lead the family, lead the devotions, lead the prayer. Things will change. Would you set yourself in agreement with me right now in Jesus' name? Lord, I pray for every woman that's listening today whose husband does not know the Lord. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. And Father God, today as I just pray for individuals, I pray for those who have tremendous financial needs. They're not able to pay their bills, unable to pay their rent. They don't even have the money to go out and buy what I would call a bill of groceries. That's what my mom used to say when I was growing up. They were going to go buy a bill of groceries. That's a kind of okey talk. But that means we're going to go be able to buy the necessities of what we need. Some flour and sugar and whatever it may be. Something to eat that we actually can go to the store instead of just buying enough food for one meal, the next meal. We're going to go buy some food that we can have in our cupboard, our cabinet, and prepare, put in our refrigerator. I pray in Jesus' name for every financial need. I pray for those that have lost their job or those whose company or business are having major layoffs right now. And you are in deep distress, deep fear that you too are going to lose your job. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I pray peace over you in the name of the Lord, that God is our source. So some of you are going through waters. You're going through waters of discouragement and fear and anxiety. But what did he say? He said, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers, they'll not overflow you. You're not going to be overflowed. You're not going to be flooded with all those fears and anxieties. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. Would you just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit right now? Go ahead. Just receive the ministry and know that you're not alone. I just sense the Holy Spirit is ministering to some people here today. Would you just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit? Whatever you need, the conflict that is in your family today, the conflict, the sibling rivalry that is going on, and there's fightings going on concerning inheritances there's controversy and conflict. In Jesus' name, I pray for you right now. Speak peace in your family. In the name of Jesus, I declare that God is at work in your life today. In the name of Jesus. I pray for those of you that have lawsuits against you and somebody is suing you for large amounts of money. I pray in Jesus' name for you. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you. I ask God that God will give you favor in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, why don't you just pause and consider, Selah. This is a prayer broadcast. This is where we pray for different things. And we're praying for individuals. We're praying for families today. I pray for your family. I pray in Jesus' name that God will give you God ideas and witty inventions, that the Holy Spirit will speak to you about how you can work together as a family. You know, there's something very, very powerful when families work together. Over the years, my wife Jean and I have had the opportunity to work with our family members. And it's just a tremendous honor, tremendous privilege and pleasure. And of course, we know that Satan does not like that. He wants us to be disunified, disconnected, disjointed, and not work together. But I just declare that God is at work. And he's given some of you some God ideas and witty inventions about your future and about your family situation. So I pray for you in Jesus' name. Would you receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit? And there's some of you that the Lord is speaking to you about going into business, and maybe you've lost your job, or maybe there are some things that have happened in your finances that maybe the Holy Spirit has taken you through what I would call the process of elimination. You know, sometimes we can get fired, we can get sacked, we can get eliminated from our job, and we just think, how are we going to make it? But God always has something better for us. If one thing is eliminated out of our life, he has something better for us. So I pray for those of you today who need to go into business for yourself. I pray for you in Jesus' name that God will speak to you. And it may be that the entire family is going to work together, and y'all going to partner together, and God is going to raise something really major out of nothing major. And he's just going to put something together that would be incredibly satisfying, fulfilling, and beneficial. And I just pray for you right now in Jesus' name. For those of you that are supposed to be working for yourself, ask God to bless you and minister to you right now. Just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Would you do that on this Thursday? Well, I'm just here to tell you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, coming from Austin, Texas, the capital city of the great nation of Texas. Good to have you listening in today, and I'd like for you to send me a personal prayer request so I can just pray for you personally, and just want to do that. Just feel led of the Holy Spirit, and I don't know. I just felt the Holy Spirit wanted me to help somebody financially. I know I can't help everybody, but the Holy Spirit wanted me to help to sow some seed into somebody. So send me a prayer request. Send me your need. If I can't give you something, any money, I will pray for you. Peter and John, the man at the gate, beautiful. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus. Take your rise up and walk. And the Bible said the man was healed, the lame man on the way. He was healed on the way to a prayer meeting. So I pray in Jesus' name that you just send in your prayer request to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. So we're just praying today. We got some incredible musicians playing some music. Mark and Mickey Goodell. And we also have Courtney Vandiver Pierre playing music with us. Just a great day to pray. I just sense faith rising. You know, the Bible said the just shall live by faith. And we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. I just sense today faith is rising in some people, and God is giving you some revelation. He's giving you some direction. He is ministering to you. And you're feeling great peace. And those of you that are going through the waters and you're going through the rivers and you're going through fire, those of you that are in a lot of adversity today, I just declare that the Lord is with you. He said, you're mine. I'm going to be with you. You may walk through those places, but I'm going to be with you. And so I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in you, in your life, in the name of Jesus. And I just declare today that there are better days. There's better days in your life. Better days are coming. And I just declare the storm clouds are going to pass. The storm clouds are going to pass you by. And the sun is going to shine again. And that may seem to be an improbability or an impossibility, but I declare it's going to happen. I declare it's going to happen in the name of Jesus.
Time keeps moving on through the sunshine and the storm, and my dreams are set in stone, that someday I'll be who I want to be. Before now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again. And for now, I'll wait for the rain to pass away. And I'm looking for the brighter days when all
there you have Leland, my spiritual grandson, looking for the brighter days to come my way. I just believe there's brighter days coming. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I just command every voice of doubt and fear and unbelief that may be speaking to you right now, saying it's no use, it's not going to happen, things are not going to work out, it's never going to come to pass, and voices that would say your prayers are not getting through, it's not working, and this really doesn't work. I just rebuke all of those in Jesus' name. This is a prayer service, so we just got music and prayer. And I just declare that God is at work. He's at work. And I just pray for you right now that whatever's happening in your life, that you'll just enter into that spirit of rest, and that the Lord will speak peace to the storm in your life. Those of you that are going through storms. And my pastor says there's no trouble like trouble that comes your way. And I just declare in Jesus' name that the Lord is at work in your life. Many years ago, I was going through a real difficult time. And I was listening to this song I'm going to play for you right now. It's by a man by the name of David Ingalls from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And this song brought me great solace, great peace. And the Holy Spirit began to minister to me. And it just talks about going into the chamber, closing the door, and waiting in His presence. Here's David Ingalls. And I just want you to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you right now.
The Word tells us to enter into thy closet and shut thy door. Now, closet in the original Greek means bedchamber. These are the times when we enter into that intimacy, our recreated spirit with the Holy Spirit of God, and have that relationship. And then life comes forth. And thank God for the chamber experience. In the chamber.
Father, I worship you out of my spirit. Blessing and thanking you in our own way. Your heart I covet, Lord, your will and purpose. So into submission I surrender this day. Into the chamber, Spirit, speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover Shekinah unending is all. But bringing forth only the best of the wine. So I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling, to be a part of that beautiful lady and bride. Into the chamber, gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover. Shekinah unending is all I long for.
Well, there you have David Ingalls here on VPN Radio. What a great song that is. I just sense today is a very special day here on this Thursday here on VPN Radio. VPNradio.com, Breakout Prayer Network. Just praying for people. I just sense a very special ministry of the Holy Spirit. Why don't you just receive it if you will? If you will. In Jesus' name. You know, I love to play. I love to pray. And I love to play songs that correspond with what I'm praying for, praying about, who I'm praying with. I just sense today that the Holy Spirit is just ministering to people. Would you just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit right now? For those of you that need healing, for those of you that are just in an aura of despair, and you're going through the flood, you're going through the fire and the fiery trials. But he said, I'm with you. I'm not going to let those overflow you. And I just declare today here on VPN Radio that you are sheltered in the arms of God. And I'm going to play a song that has ministered to me over the years, and I believe it's going to minister to you right now. And here's a lady that has gone to heaven, but she sings one of my favorite songs. I'm sheltered in the arms of God. I believe that you are. Receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit here on VPN. This is Dottie Rambo.
Soon I shall hear
the call
from heaven's portals.
Come on home, my child.
It's the last mile you have to try.
I'll fall asleep
and wake up in God's new heaven.
Forever sheltered
within the arms of God.
The arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise. They won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God.
He walks with me,
and not a
birth shall harm me,
for I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
So let the cold winds blow.
Let the cold winds blow. It's so good to know,
so good to know
that I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
Dottie, we have both been sheltered in the arms of God.
There you have Dottie Rambo. I'm sheltered in the arms of God. It's a special day here on BPN Radio. People are being touched by God, by the Holy Spirit. I pray for you right now. Whatever you're going through, I just sense that if you'll just call on the name of the Lord, that He's here to help you at this very moment. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. Hallelujah. Quiero tu. Kibrishukutre visite bishikobokutre bekete. In Jesus' name, I believe it's a miracle working day in your life, regardless of what you need, regardless of what's going on. I just believe the Lord is ministering to you here on BPN Radio on this Thursday before Memorial Day. And I believe that he's remembering you today. He has not forgotten you today, but His hand is working in your life. I just sense the miracle-working power of the Holy Spirit at work in your life today. Here's Brian Ming. He's going to sing a song that I know is going to bless you. Brian Ming, our friend from California. He's going to talk about Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Why don't we just look at Jesus right now? Take your eyes off of all the difficulties. Turn your eyes upon Him.
In His wonderful face and the things of the earth will grow strangely in the glory and
Okay, there you have Brian and Kristen Meem from California. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Lord, we just turn our eyes upon you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we're seeking for answers. And even though there may not be answers or solutions that we know there is a tremendous peace in our hearts and lives today. We know that all is well. All is well. We just have that confidence in our heart, in our spirit, in our knower today, in our innermost being, in our heart of hearts. We just know that all is well. We don't know how it's all going to turn out. We don't know how it's going to happen. But we know that you're at work. And we trust you today, Lord, with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. We trust you. And so I just set myself in agreement with you that God is at work, and I trust that you've been blessed to minister to here on BPN Radio today, just reaching out and praying for you and sensing something is happening, something is in motion in your life today in the name of Jesus. I just want you to know I love you. I thank you for praying with me here on BPN, and I just extend and set my faith with your faith that God is at work. Everything is going to be all right. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I just know that God is at work, and we trust you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding and directing this prayer service in Jesus' name. Well, I'm going to be back tomorrow at the same time or any time here on BPN, and I trust that you just continue to receive your miracle that is in motion right now. In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.